Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at kratzerinsurance.com.
Projects and to cover the rising retirement costs.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Just having a little bit of fun with Dick, but Kobe Bryant's dad played in Europe. So,
yes, he did. In Italy. You know, I think Kobe can speak fluent Italian.
Right. That's because they have professional basketball there.
Yes, they do.
Now, my point was about LeBron James was that in the free market, quote, free market, he didn't have to just go to the NBA.
No.
And look, Bob Buehner's a great high school quarterback. Bob Buehner does not have to go to college.
No.
If Bob Buehner on the free market wants to pay to go to IMG Academy for 3 years, you can go to IMG Academy and you can learn all the stuff you want.
I was going, but my dad talked me out of it, but that was another story.
That's because your dad's smart.
Exactly.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. If service and price mean everything to you, it means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. We come to you live from the Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury is Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Humbles Wharf. Bring in Greg Pickle now from Fight on State. Greg, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Evening, or good afternoon, rather. Glad to be back.
Great to have you back. It was another camp weekend, but also it was the barbecue weekend. And they were able to reap a little bit of fruit out of that, weren't they?
They were, yeah. Penn State picked up a commitment from a New Jersey four-star. They had targeted for a long time outside linebacker Manny Bowen. And it just speaks to the success of what this barbecue and this summer gathering yearly of recruits can really do for a program. You know, Bill O'Brien started it last year. James Franklin carried it over this year. And he ends up getting the commitment out of it. And more importantly, and that he ended up getting almost all of the commitments on campus at one time. You talk about a lot of these guys in a day and age where social media and messaging and whatnot rules everything. So a lot of these guys hadn't met face-to-face before. They had just met via social media, via text messages, phone calls, so on and so forth. So they all got to meet each other and hang out for a little bit, and at the end of the day, it equaled not just a successful day in terms of building and bonding a class, but also adding to it with Manny Bowen, the outside linebacker from New Jersey, committing as well.
Yeah, they had one obviously decide to turn and go to Notre Dame. So how important positionally was this one based on that?
Oh, very important. I mean, Penn State needed an outside linebacker in this class. The case can be made it needs more than one, but it needed at least one without question. When Josh Barajas, the four-star formerly committed to Penn State from Indiana, flipped to Notre Dame, you know, Bowen shot right up the board. He was a guy that packs a ton of athleticism and a ton of ability to play really anywhere outside, whether it's in that star role and more of a safety and some of a linebacker or as a true outside linebacker. He can play in multiple packages, and he really gives you something that Barajas did as well. You know, you hate to use the word, you know, replace, because, you know, every kid brings something different to the table. So I'm not sure it's right to say Bowen replaced Barajas, but he certainly matches what, you know, one four-star that was formerly committed brought to the table, and Bowen can match, you know, at least that in terms of ceiling and potential. So Penn State targeted two guys, Barajas and Bowen. They're always at the top of the linebacker board, and at the end of the day, they end up with one of their top targets. So you lose one, you gain one. That's recruiting at the end of the day, especially in 2014. And they get a guy that, you know, they really want it, and there's a good reason why, because, like I said, he has huge upside and potential, and he already has freakish athleticism and skill. So a good get and a good weekend overall, two camps and a barbecue for Penn State heading into this week.
And there was a quarterback in that class. I think everyone knows, you know, that I can't talk directly about them, Greg Ken. The quarterback in this class that my understanding was had already had a commitment to go to Stanford's camp and was strongly encouraged by the staff to keep that commitment and go. Am I accurate in the story, and is he still solid with Penn State?
That's the going rate on the story. I have no reason to doubt it. Of course, you're talking about Brandon Wimbush, a four-star quarterback from New Jersey that committed to Penn State on really what was probably one of the biggest days for James Franklin so far in his tenure. He grabbed Brandon Wimbush, and he also grabbed Sterling Jenkins, the four-star tackle out of Pittsburgh, on the same night back in May. But yeah, Wimbush is good with Penn State. I chatted with him yesterday. He was at Penn State's camp. You know, he said he wanted to come and show his commitment, and he was here for 2 days. He was here Saturday and Sunday. He's good with Penn State. I don't think there's anything to worry about. Stanford is obviously a ways away from State College and a ways away from Jersey City, where he lives. And I think that's one thing that, if nothing else, would have gave Penn State the edge at the end of the day. But Stanford's a good program, and he's always held them in high regard with good reason. You know, they mix academics and athletics probably just about as well as anybody, if not the best of anybody in the country. But he was up here for 2 days. He was with all the commitments and coaches Saturday. He received a bunch of coaching Sunday from James Franklin, from Ricky Ronnie, and so on and so forth. And that really cemented things between him and Penn State. So he's good to go. You know, he came up here, and again, he wanted to show his commitment by coming. He certainly did that. Penn State's good to go with him. He's good to go with Penn State. And there's really not anything to worry about there. I think sometimes these things get a bit blown out of proportion with the way social media and all that runs things today. And whether that's right or wrong, it is what it is. It's going to happen, you know, regardless of what kid it is or where he is or why he is. But, you know, the same thing would happen if a kid committed elsewhere or visited Penn State that was as good as Wimbush is. But, yep, he's solid with Penn State. There's not much to worry about there. And Penn State and James Franklin keep on moving forward in this class of 2015.
We're with Greg Pickle of Fight on State. Greg, you had a chance to talk to him, gauge his personality a bit. We know Christian Hackenberg's a great recruiter, and he's been very passionate about how he recruits. Do you have the sense from this young man's personality that he is the same way?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, all these guys in this class of 2015, you know, one of the questions I get frequently, and I'm sure my colleagues in this field do as well, is who's the Christian Hackenberg in this class? Who's the Adam Brenneman in this class? You remember those two that signed in the class of 2013 were instrumental in holding that class together. And there's not really one guy in this class of 2015 that verbaled so far that is, you know, far and away the best, and that's because they all take it upon themselves to be the best recruiter, to get as many guys in this class as they can. And Wimbush is no different. You know, he'll do what he can. Obviously, Penn State has, you know, more than, you know, a handful of guys committed from New Jersey. And Wimbush has played a part in that. You know, if there's one guy that maybe does the most work, it's Adam McLean, the four-star defensive tackle out of Maryland. But like I said, all these guys are really in tune and on board with trying to build this class and grow this class. And Wimbush is certainly no different.
How do you view the next couple months? Is this a slow time, or how do you view it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, at some point, you know, things had to slow down. They're on such a tear early on. Of course, they're up to 17 now. And, you know, when you're on a tear like that, you know, sometimes, obviously, things are going to have to slow down and sort of reset and gear up for the fall. And I think we're probably at that point now. You know, all the guys left on their board aren't ready, you know, really to decide yet. It doesn't appear anyone top left is ready to make a summer decision. And there's no problem with that. Penn State's in a position where it can sit back and wait for some of their top targets. You know, the John Reed, the four-star corner out of Philadelphia, another four-star at Pittsburgh, Jordan Whitehead at corner, you know, Matt Burrell, the offensive tackle out of Virginia that's a four-star, Christian Wilkins out of Connecticut, another four-star defensive tackle. You know, these are the big names left on the board, and Penn State's in position to wait and see what those guys do. So, yeah, things will slow down here. I mean, they're done with camp for June. They have three or four more coming up in July, and then things will really turn towards August 30th in Dublin. Of course, they already are preparing for that game against UCF to open the season at the end of August. But at the same time, you know, yeah, this is definitely going to be a slow point for recruiting. It's like that every year. You know, it's nothing out of the norm. It is out of the norm, of course, for Penn State to have this many commitments this early in the year and certainly in the cycle. But, yeah, this is definitely the time of year where recruiting sort of slows down a bit as kids decide on summer visits, plan summer visits, and decide if they want to visit somewhere this summer or if they want to wait and visit for a game this fall. So, yeah, it'll slow down a little bit. You know, it'll still be active, but not quite as it is during the season and during the spring.
When you talk to some of these young student athletes, do you sense there's a relief that their decision has been made? Does it take some pressure off of them?
Oh, without question. Yeah, without question. I mean, these are guys that, you know, are being hounded on Twitter by fans and coaches. They're always having to call coaches. You know, I talked to one kid, you know, he said he spends, you know, 3 hours a night some nights talking to coaches because he's in that high regard. There's that many schools that want to talk to him, and he wants to talk to that many schools because he's not sure where he wants to go. So, I mean, you think about what these kids have to do. You know, it seems glamorous, and in a part it is. You know, it is glamorous to be a top-flight recruit and get special treatment on campus and have all these coaches from high-profile programs wanting to talk to you and wanting to recruit you to their school. And obviously these kids have a lot of options to go play football and go to school. But at the end of the day, it is a stressful process. It's a hectic process. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that I think probably gets glossed over by fans that follow this. And even, you know, us in the media that follow it probably gets glossed over a little bit too much. So when these kids make a decision, you know, a lot of that stops. Sure, there's still schools for some kids. They'll try and come after them, but most kids just, you know, continue to ignore those calls or reroute them to their coach who sends the message along for them. And it really allows these kids to just get back to focusing on football, focusing on filling the class like Penn State's kids are now that they're committed to, and focusing on their senior season. A lot of these guys are getting to the point now where workouts for the summer are gearing up at their school, 7-on-7 if they're involved in it, are kicking off all over the place locally. And it is just a relief for these guys to not focus on the phone calls and the visits and the camps and whatnot, you know, 24/7, 365 after they make a decision.
Should there be an early signing period?
It's a great question, Steve. And the question really is, you've got to do it the right way. You know, we talked about this before, and if they're going to do it, that's fine. But then you have to make official visits. You know, you got to let these guys visit officially earlier. Right now, you can't do it until you're a senior. I think it's August 1 of your senior year. You know, of course, most kids use those official visits between, you know, the start of their senior year and the end of the college football regular season. So if you're going to do it, you got to let them get on campus early. Should there be an early signing period? Again, I think that there's a lot of merit to it, to let these guys decide early, to let them get it over with. But I ponder, you see how many kids commit somewhere and then decommit. I mean, as we spoke about earlier, Josh Barajas verbally committed to Penn State. You know, depending on when that early signing period would have been, he already could have been signed by Penn State. And then, you know, if he wanted to go to Notre Dame, well, then, you know, that's a whole loophole and mess of options and conversations that have to take place to make that happen. So I think you put kids in a spot where maybe they feel like they have to rush the way the current system is to get a spot before it's gone. But at the same time, you could also be putting a lot of kids in a lot of curious predicaments, so to speak, should you have an early signing period and then they sign and a coach leaves. You know, there would have to be an out without question for a coach leaving if you were to sign early. And that way these kids don't get caught up in, you know, coaches leaving a school that they expected to be playing for. And now all of a sudden it's January, they've been signed to a school and a coach for, you know, 6 or 7 months, and now they don't anymore have that option to play for that coach. So, yeah, there's a way to do it. I think it's going to take time to truly format it. And when I think they get it right, they'll know it, and it'll work for everybody involved. But it's going to have to take time to make sure they have every loophole, every possible scenario covered to make sure it's in the best interest, not just of the schools, but the kids as well.
Well, I look at college basketball, and college basketball has the early signing period. And it's usually right around November 8th through the 15th somewhere, which is just about the end of training camp at the start of the beginning of the season. I was thinking something like August 15th through the 20th, August 10th through the 15th, like that late in the process.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be reasonable, definitely. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the date of it is important for sure. If you're assuming you're giving these juniors the opportunity to have a visit paid for by schools to check it out, you know, keep the 5, that's fine. In terms of how many visits they can take, but make sure they can do it before their senior season. And then the other thing, too, is you have to have it early enough, of course. So, you know, it's not, you don't want to make it a mockery and, you know, put it in November for college football. It's not that it would become a mockery, but it almost, you know, it doesn't serve as much of a purpose as if you do it earlier in the year. So August would be good, I think, before the senior season, because there's a lot of kids that, you know, are very adamant that they made a decision in the summer or, you know, before in the spring because they don't want it to affect their senior season. And if these kids are able to sign, there's no way coaches are going to spend time calling them, because these kids aren't going to get out of their commitments unless, you know, a coach leaves or some other circumstance would pop up that would allow them to get out. So, yeah, there's definitely merit to it. It just has to be done the right way, because if you do it and you don't do it the right way, it's more, it causes more headaches, or would cause more headaches than not having one at all. Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Right, as opposed to the first Wednesday in February for everybody all at once. Greg, as always, an absolute pleasure. It's great talking to you, and appreciate it.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Have a good one, guys.
That's Greg Pickle, Fight On State. Bob, Kyle, and I come back in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Service and price mean everything to them because they know it means everything to you. That's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Dave in Sunbury joins the party. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
What's on your mind today, Dave? I'm doing well, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just listened to Finkel on Fight On State and got all kinds of information. Thanks for bringing him on.
You're welcome.
And sounds like Bob Buhner's off into Kevin land with his gaff about sitting there watching the game with the headphones on so his wife doesn't, you know.
No, that was a tribute to Jack and me, exactly. And that's how he enjoys listening to the game. I mean, if it were Kevin, it would be Kevin be sitting there watching a video game.
Oh, okay.
Dave, I use Jack and Steve when there's a replay because they always get it right from the booth about what's going to happen. I'm just patronizing you, Steve. But
we got look. There have been two of them where we were dead sure on what the call was.
Right,
like, it didn't even think twice about it, and they bypassed it. And like, people looked up at us like, you know, because we do the thumbs up, thumbs down. Like, don't look at us. I didn't make the ruling.
Yeah, exactly. It's not your fault. But in my mind, you've never been wrong, Steve. So that's why I have the headsets on, especially because replay, because you guys have access and we don't really have it in the stadium. Hoping they will bring that in so we can, like they do in baseball now, where you get to see it.
Yeah. Well, they should. The Big Ten changed the rule on that this past year, and with the HD boards, they should be utilized.
Well, Steve and Jack were still right on them other two calls anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
We still think we were in our own little arrogant world.
No, you were right. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. 800-795-9565. If you'd like to join in,
absolutely.
Get your comments. We talk about free market all the time. Free market happens to a point in anything. You know, for example, in our business in radio. I'll give you. I don't have one, but I know people in radio have quote non-compete clauses. If they are either let go or whatever from a radio station, they can't work for another radio station within a radius of for a period of time. You know, you talk about contracts in basketball or football, or whatever, or whether, you know, or being drafted as opposed to being able to sign with any team you want. Well, I mean, the free market has it. There are limits on the free market today. And in college sports, you have options. I mean, you can go to IMG Academy. I'm saying that each athlete should be given, out of high school, the option of going pro, and I don't care if you're a basketball player. You want to go pro in Europe, you want to go pro in Japan or South America, which they have pro leagues in all those areas.
They sure do.
Or if you want to opt for the NBA draft, or if you want to sign with the D League, go ahead. If you opt to go to college, I am going to give you a four-year scholarship. Not a one that's renewable, a four-year scholarship with two stipulations. You must remain academically eligible, and you must not be a disciplinary problem. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your end is you would then have to guarantee as a football player 3 years to me, or in men's basketball, 2 years to me.
Awfully
and then you
reasonable.
Can make a then you can make a decision at that point in your life as to whether you want to continue and finish out or opt for the NFL or NBA respectively. I'm going to do a minor league baseball game tonight. There'll be a dozen players in the game tonight that out of high school opted not to go to college, opted to sign professional contracts. When you watch Penn State play ice hockey, several of those players have already been drafted by the NHL, but they've opted to go to college. That's where the free market decision is made. Do you want to go pro at that age and get a nominal amount of money in most cases, or do you want to take the scholarship, find out what campus life is like, but also maybe develop your skills?
News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Methodist panel overturns pastor's defrocking. AccuWeather says mostly cloudy and humid tonight, a shower and thunderstorm around, a low 69. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Bartlett, WKOK News. A United Methodist Church appeals panel has overturned the church's decision to defrock a pastor who presided over his son's same-sex wedding ceremony and said he would perform other gay marriages if asked. A nine-person church appeals panel issued an opinion today reversing a lower church court decision. The church suspended Frank Schaefer of Lebanon last year for officiating his son's 2007 wedding. The church then defrocked Schaefer because he wouldn't promise never to preside over another gay ceremony. Schaefer appealed, arguing the decision was wrong because it was based on an assumption he would break the church law in the future. The church appeals panel upheld a 30-day suspension that Schaefer has already served. It also says he should get back pay dating to when the suspension ended in December. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is telling Congress today that the Obama administration is looking at every possible option to help respond to a flood of immigrants crossing the border illegally in southern Texas. Since the start of the budget year in October, Border Patrol agents have apprehended more than 52,000 immigrant children traveling alone. Most of the young immigrants are from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, and are being caught in Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Northumberland police have arrested a man charged with breaking into vehicles in the borough. The man's name has not been released yet, but police say he entered several vehicles between Monday night and this morning and stole multiple items. Police are now trying to identify victims of the thefts. If you think your vehicle may have been broken into, you're asked to call Northumberland police at 570-473-8446. Improving water quality can be as easy as taking a few extra steps on your property. Jackie Harner of Northumberland County Conservation District says a rain barrel could be a good first step.
Collect some of that water, use it in your garden, use it to wash your car, even just collect it and throw it out in the lawn rather than having it the stream take it, kind of serve as a disposal.
Harner says water quality is a direct reflection on land use practices. She also adds that you should try to cut down on the use of pesticides and fertilizer in your lawn. AccuWeather says mostly cloudy and humid overnight with a shower and thunderstorm, a low 69 tonight. Clouds and some sunny breaks, warm and humid tomorrow with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 84. Clouds will break for some sunshine on Thursday, humid with a thunderstorm possible, high again 84. Times of clouds and sun on Friday, high 86, then mainly cloudy and humid Saturday, a thunderstorm possible and a high again 86 on Saturday. Find more news all the time online at WKOK.com. It's back to the Steve Jones Show right after this on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Thumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Is service and price mean everything to you? Well, it means everything to them. For more than five decades, they've served the Valley. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant, and Northumberland. I come to you from the Chateau, the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kyle and Bob Buhner in the house. Today in the World Cup, another scintillating World Cup day.
Now, that's the Sean Carey, I can't wait for Thursday noon, USA versus Germany. I'm bringing in the big screen TV into the corporate headquarters, etc. But no, this is about the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last night beat Tampa about 9-1, they made it to 500. They're like 36 and 30. They're at 500 for the might be the first time this year, and they're playing actually good baseball. They're going to get their second baseman Walker back. They're going to have an issue with him because of the job Harrison has done. They're going to get a pitcher back pretty soon. They've got some good young ones who have given them some strong performances. So all is happy out in the river, Three Rivers country in western PA. I just had to say that.
Gregory Polanco has played well for them. We're going to have a beat writer on about the Phillies later in the week.
Okay.
Josh Yowie on in the NHL. We're going to also have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, and allegedly somewhat on our end there is working on Doug Gottlieb on the NBA draft for Thursday.
Ah.
Okay, we're working on that. I don't know how close we are to getting him, but okay. World Cup today. Ukraine beat Italy 1-0.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. That's the Suarez game. He bit the Italian.
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah. But I watched that, and I'm not sure if he bit him or gave him a kiss. It's very unclear to me. The Italian guy was smiling at the end, so I'm not sure what exactly happened. But this is the player's name from Uruguay is Suarez. Apparently, this is the third incident of biting or alleged biting his career. Which makes you wonder whether he actually is from Uruguay or like Transylvania, I think.
Well, I believe he plays for Liverpool, the Premier League.
Yes.
So, England and Costa Rica scoreless today, but England's out.
Yeah, they were out before going in, and they wrote this game off. Terrible. But you know,
they changed their lineup. They had nine new additions to the lineup. Colombia beat Japan, or no, they lead Japan 1-0, 38th minute. Colombia leads. Greece and Ivory Coast, and that's scoreless in the 38th minute as well in Group C.
Well,
we love Group C.
I just know that the U.S. team is in the what's known as the Group of Death, with. Some really good teams, obviously Portugal and Ghana and the Germans, who they'll see on Thursday. Deutschland über alles.
Jozy Altidore is out against Germany on Thursday.
I think it's a hamstring is what the report was. He hurt himself in the first game, pulled up lame. Thankfully, in soccer, unlike horse racing, they don't shoot you when you pull up lame, but...
If that were the case, there
wouldn't be a lot of soccer players left. But that Suarez thing today was pretty weird, I have to say. Just weird.
It seems to me like he tried to Tysonize a guy.
It was pretty – but I just say when people watch the replay, because it will be shown on SportsCenter and other sports networks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
They love this stuff. Yeah, they're going to have a – they'll intro it by showing Tyson. Who was it? Holyfield? Did he bit?
Yeah, Vander Holyfield.
Yeah, he bit him. They're going to show that and then show this one. I'm sure that's what the juxtaposition will be. Oh yeah. So World Cup. You know, the United States is the country that bought the second most tickets to this World Cup after the home team the home nation Brazil. Right. And there's 25,000 or 30,000 at a minimum Americans spending a couple weeks down in Brazil. And Thursday is the penultimate for them because the goal was, of course, to get from the 32 teams down to the round of 16.
Right, exactly. Knockout round is what they call it. And they're trying to do that. They'll play Thursday at noon. They played in a rainforest in 84 to 86 degrees, high humidity the other night. They have one less day to recover than Germany does. We'll see how that plays out.
And, you know, the thing that's interesting, of course, because it's the American coach, Klinsmann, is a German who actually helped the Germans win the World Cup when he was a player. He's been in the U.S. quite a few years now. And so his assistant when he was the coach of the German national team is now the head coach of the German team. So will there be – and if the U.S. and Germany ties, Steve – that means the U.S. advances with Germany. They'll be in the second spot.
Yes.
So
yeah, draw or a win moves them on. Yeah.
Will there be a wink and a nod with the Germans and the Americans and just play what is sometimes called a friendly game?
I doubt it.
The Americans wouldn't do that, and I don't know that the Germans would either. But these kinds of things have been known to happen in soccer.
Well, I've got a feeling that's not going to be the case here.
Yeah, I do too.
I think, especially for the U.S., the U.S. needs to play to win.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods said today he feels pain-free.
Mm.
And he's going to compete this weekend at Congressional, and he says he is going to play in the British Open at Hoylake. Now, how rusty he is, I don't know.
Yeah,
but we'll find it.
You don't know how he's been practicing leading up to this announcement. He knows better than anybody what he's doing, he and his coaches. And yeah. Steve, has there been a drop-off in television ratings because Tiger has not been on the, quote, tour?
Half.
Is that all? Jeez.
Yeah.
That tells you
that when he's in contention, the ratings double.
Yeah, they just go through the roof. And, there was a story yesterday in NASCAR, and I'm not a huge NASCAR fan, but talking about an equivalent person on the golf tour is Jeff Gordon on NASCAR. And this whole group of NASCAR drivers are young bucks who are coming out. And remember Jeff Gordon when he was the young guy who they idolized, and now he's the old guy on the tour, but he's actually leading the NASCAR points with only about 9 or 10 matches to go before they get down to that nitty-gritty chase thing that they do. So I see some comparisons between Tiger Woods. You know, you're older, you've had better days, Jeff Gordon the same way, but they're still out there fighting, and it'd be interesting to see what Tiger does.
Well, star power means something to the American populace. I mean, Tiger Woods is in contention, ratings go up. LeBron James, love him, hate him, don't like his style, how he chose teams, whatever, but when he's playing, the needle goes up. And it's just the way it is with certain players. It's in the NHL, when Crosby plays, higher ratings. When the NFL doesn't have that, it's the NFL's the NFL. They're still self-sustaining. They don't need any help as much from star power. They have plenty of stars.
Yeah. That's team power, I think, is where that comes in. It's more, you know, everybody has their favorites, but it's really a team thing. You know, you just love X team because that's your team. And so if they have a Tom Brady on them or Bill Belichick as the coach, well, that's all well and good. But people tend to be loyal to teams, not individuals, at least with the NFL, right. in my opinion.
Right. You see, Major League Baseball deals with this. They have, Mike Trout is the best player in the game, I think, all around right now. Andrew McCutcheon's right there with him and so forth. But can't seem baseball. This is a frustrating time for baseball, right? Think of it this way. Here we are on June the 24th, right?
Yep, all day.
And on June the 24th, baseball is supposed to have the landscape to itself. What are people talking about today? They're talking about the World Cup.
Yeah.
USA and Germany. They're talking about LeBron James opting out. We have been talking over and over about the college football, college basketball, and the O'Bannon trial. Right?
Yeah. That's
where's,
true.
Where's the baseball talk?
You know, that's...
Anywhere.
It's very hard to find... But there are just pockets and pockets of loyalists. But I think it could be said that baseball is no longer what was known as the national pastime. It's pastime.
Hasn't been for decades. Now, when you look at stadiums, they're averaging about 30,000 a game. That's really, really good. You look at the television ratings for Major League Baseball teams and games. They're good. I enjoy sitting down watching a ball game. Of course, I'm going to announce one tonight. but when I'm done tonight, I'll come back and whatever the game is tonight that's on later, I'm going to watch because I enjoy watching a ball game. I enjoy going to a ball game. But you're seeing now on June the 24th, all right, let's look. Okay, here are the lists. ESPN. Now, this is ESPN's list here. LeBron to opt out, agent tells Heat. Sources, teams eye LeBron. Suarez appears to bite opponent. Uruguay wins and advances. Italy coach quits. Cavaliers split on Wiggins and Parker. Ray Allen leaning toward 19th year. Altidore, hamstring to miss USA Germany. Hernandez double trial set for May of 2015. Tiger feels pain-free, intends to play British Open. Lakers favorite Byron Scott, according to sources. Okay, and then Ford and Goodman head-to-head NBA mock draft. Those are all the headlines on ESPN's front page. Which one is about baseball?
Not a single one of them.
I mean, zero.
You have to go to
the baseball page to get baseball headlines.
I think we got to send Kyle to the Major League Baseball office to do a little bit of public relations work because they are in need of an image, and I'm not sure they actually have one, Steve.
Well, you know what's interesting, Bob, is that I watched today's games. Mike Trout is a marvelous player who could play in any era.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols could hit in any era. David Ortiz is a dynamic personality. Pedroia is a guts, heart, and soul throwback kind of player. Derek Jeter is a star with class. Joe Mauer is a star with class. There's an international flavor to it with Yu Darvish. You have a guy like Clayton Kershaw making big money, throws a no-hitter the other night. Josh Beckett threw a no-hitter earlier. You know, Ryan Howard's a name. Yeah. Chase Utley's a name. You know, and yet Andrew McCutchen. Andrew McCutchen is as talented as any player the Pirates have ever had since Roberto Clemente.
No argument right. For me, and I've been a Pirates fan for a long time. That's exactly right. There are just some incredible talents. Jimmy Rollins broke Mike Smith's all-time hit record with the Phillies. There's lots of stuff happening.
But it's not adding up.
No.
I mean, the Oakland A's are a marvelous team concept that wins under the radar. That should be a great, great story. My goodness, they even made a movie about it. I mean, Brad Pitt played Billy Bean. I mean
exactly.
Brad Pitt.
That's why my wife took me to that movie.
Yeah, so the only pay, my wife said, let's go to the baseball movie. I'm like, really? You want to go there? I want to see Moneyball. I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah.
Little did we know.
Maybe she didn't know the difference between a chalk line and a. But you sit there and you say to yourself, what's going on here? And this has been like this all week. You know, will LeBron opt out? Michelle, I mean, even the LPGA has more publicity than baseball because Michelle Wee won.
Yes. And, you know, as you said at the outset of this discussion, Major League Baseball has the market. The NBA just finished. NHL just finished. Football doesn't start for another 45 days or give or take with, you know, the NFL pregames. College.
Right.
Football isn't on for another 2 months. So you've got this incredible period of time where the sports fans of America would have baseball as the only game in town, and yet it's not permeating. It's not cooking.
I mean, what happens is that if an NFL team has OTAs, right,
mm-hmm.
guess what? It vaults to the front. What do you mean Andre Johnson didn't show up? Sure, Andre Johnson didn't show up at Houston, really? Andre, I mean, you don't get water, like Water cooler talk is, look what the Steelers did. Look what the Eagles did. Water cooler talk is, hey, the Stanley Cup final, pretty exciting, huh? What about LeBron James? Jeez, hey, how about I've heard nothing but World Cup for 10 days now. Hardly anybody walks up to me and says, hey, what do you think of the Phillies?
Steve, do you think that is driven by the ESPNs of the world, the Fox Sports Channel now? Because, you know, the Pirates are on Root Sports. The Phillies are on Comcast. You get to see them now on your cable TV. But is it because ESPN is now, and sports radio, like shows like this and other shows, are driving the message? Do you think it's that?
Well, let's take Fox Sports 1.
Okay.
Fox Sports has the Major League Baseball contract. And Fox Sports 1 gets an offshoot of it. So you would think that they would be promoting it hard left and right. Now, I don't watch Fox Sports 1 all that much, so I'll admit that. For ESPN, they do a lot of research on this. And you and I both know that the prime demographic is 25 to 54 as a prime demographic, and then the next prime demographic is 18 to 34 males.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 34 males. And they do a lot of research as to what 18 to 34 males like. And when you look at the 1950s, what were the three primary sports in this country? Three primary sports in no particular order were boxing, horse racing, baseball.
Yeah, the NFL. People don't realize that the NFL in the 50s was not what it is today. It was a shadow of itself back then. And the same with the NBA. It was, and NHL was only in, what, six or eight places, and most of them appeared to be in six, and most of them seemed to be in Canada, although they weren't, but it just seemed that way because all the players were Canadian.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up this discussion in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
I think Kyle made a really good point, and I agree with it. Baseball season is too long, and the games take too long.
162 games in the regular season alone.
I mean, Major League Baseball, in my opinion, needs to end its season Labor Day weekend and then play their playoffs. And then when you get to September, and remember, September 2021, right around there, is beginning of autumn. It is the fall classic at that point, and it's played at the last week of September where the weather is still really, really decent, and you can kind of capture the imagination of a lot of fans at that particular time of the year, too, instead of playing it deep into the night in October when it's cold out.
Although there's nothing like the image of snowflakes in Yankee Stadium in early November to really get your heart pounding for baseball.
Yeah, your heart races over that one.
Exactly.
But they're never going to do it because they need the 30 extra games in order to help meet salaries and payrolls and so forth.
Yeah.
But the season's too long, and because they don't follow their own rules, and I have pointed out these specific rules on the air, specific rules. You are not allowed to wander out of the batter's box unless you get injured. Okay?
That's right.
You are supposed to, with nobody on base, deliver a pitch 12 seconds after the time you receive the ball. 12 seconds, not 20, 12. All right? Everybody go, oh, I love the pace. It's not the 1950s. Hey, people don't smoke pipes anymore either. All right? I mean, come on. You know, or at least pipes with tobacco in them.
Yeah.
But it's times have changed. I don't want a Speedy Gonzalez game, but I want a game that's 2.5 to 2.45.
Yeah.
I don't want 3:15 to 3.5. I want 2.5 to 2.45. I want between 2:15 and 2:45. I mean, you gotta get. And they have no handle on it whatsoever. And for those of you who think, oh, I love the fact that there's no clock and no time, guess what? 10 years from now, you'll be one of the few people still loving it. Because right now, this generation, they want the. You know why soccer's so popular right now? It's over 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It's over 90 minutes. You're done.
Except for that bewildering figure of how to get injury time factored on or extra time. I've never figured that one out. But you're right. It's 90 minutes and done.
I mean, they're finished.
Yep.
Baseball's great players now. Strasburg, Tulowitzki, Bautista. And on the national scene, they don't get into SportsCenter until 20 to 30 minutes in.
If they make it.
Surveys say that that's what people want.
Weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.